Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app. We're online at Relevant Radio. I'm happy to be able to celebrate this Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors a number of different saints. Saint Elizabeth of Portugal, her feast day was technically at one point July 4th, but it's been perpetually moved to July 5th today. There's Saint Anthony Zachariah, Saint Elizabeth of Russia, and also Saint Zoe of Rome. And so we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And
as we gather now for the celebration of this Eucharist, we do take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience, looking back on the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness, and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, author of peace and lover of charity, who adorned Saint Elizabeth of Portugal with a marvelous grace for reconciling those in conflict, grant through her intercession that we may become peacemakers and so be called children of God. Grant, O Lord, that in the spirit of the Apostle Paul, we may pursue the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. For having learned it, St. Anthony Zachariah constantly preached your saving word in the church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, they made kings in Israel, but not by my authority. They established princes, but without my approval. With their silver and gold, they made idols for themselves to their own destruction. Cast away your calf, O Samaria. My wrath is kindled against them. How long will they be unable to attain innocence in Israel? The work of an artisan, no God at all, destined for the flames, such is the calf of Samaria. When they sow the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. The stalk of grain that forms no ear can yield no flower. Even if it could, strangers would swallow it. When Ephraim made many altars to expiate sin, his altars became occasions of sin. Though I write for him my many ordinances, they are considered as a stranger's. Though they offer sacrifice, immolate flesh and eat it, the Lord is not pleased with them. He shall still remember their guilt and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. The word of the Lord. The house of Israel trusts in the Lord.
The house of Israel trusts in the Lord.
Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. The house of Israel trusts in the Lord. They have mouths, but speak not. They have eyes, but see not. They have ears, but hear not. They have noses, but smell not. The house of Israel trusts in the Lord. They have hands, but feel not. They have feet, but walk not. Their makers shall be like them, every one that trusts in them. The house of Israel trusts in the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep and mine know me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed, and they said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We read in today's Gospel, at the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Jesus laments. Jesus knows the need for laborers, he knows the need for faithful disciples. That was then, and this is now. What is the disposition of the heart of Jesus to mass shootings in Uvalde, Buffalo, Highland Park, Waukesha, and so many other places? What is the disposition of the heart of Jesus to the Russian invasion and its war with Ukraine? What is the disposition of the heart of Jesus to the destruction of human life through the act of an abortion? What is the disposition of the heart of Jesus to those being affected by the coronavirus epidemic? What is the disposition of the heart of Jesus to starving because of a lack of food and water? I think Jesus' disposition of heart is moved with pity with so many things that are taking place in our world. And perhaps it gets back to the context of the gospel, where Jesus knows that laborers are needed. And laborers are needed in our world, within our church. And laborers are not just priests. They are not just religious people, orders, men or religious. Laborers are faithful disciples. Lay people doing the things day in and day out in a faithful way that are directed by what Jesus would have us do. In a moment of quiet prayer, think of yourself as this disciple. Think about yourself as a faithful disciple, wanting and willing and able to do the work of Jesus in our world today. If Jesus laments, if his disposition of heart is a saddened heart, our hearts need to lament, and our hearts need to also be aware that there is so much in the world that we hope would change, and it can, with our prayers, with our being faithful to what Jesus is all about here and now. Let us pray that we have the grace within us to do marvelous things in the name of Jesus. Would you please stand? We are given this time to place before a loving God our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For Pope Francis and all priests, and for an increase in holy vocations in our diocese, our nation, and throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from violence, war, and poverty, that they may be comforted with the freedom and peace that only comes from our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the preservation of the inalienable rights that our forefathers proclaimed at our nation's birth, and that we do not use our liberties to infringe on the rights of others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for stronger marriages and family life, that they may be protected as an essential cornerstone of society created by God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Armando Navar, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our Saint Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new and offer us sure signs of your love. And that their saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all that we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with St. Elizabeth of Portugal, with St. Anthony, with St. Elizabeth of Russia, with St. Zoe of Rome, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your Most Holy Mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Thank you.
And let us stand now to conclude our prayer this morning.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that having been replenished by such great gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear into our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to you, Joy, listening in Chicago. Thanks for your patience and welcome.
I wanted to just call. I had called you about 2 or 3 weeks ago at a point where I was really struggling with taking care of my parents, my elderly parents, and managing being a single mom and all those other things. And you gave me some really great advice that I've really taken to heart. And I just wanted to let you know that even though I realize that this is a process and there's definitely going to be ups and downs, but after that day, I really, really took everything that I heard to heart. I've really tried to be a lot more humble and look at it from a place of being a servant to my parents rather than it being a frustration.
Right.
And I've tried to let go of all these great big plans that I have for myself that, at, you know, my age in my 40s, I should be doing this and I should be doing this. And I'm held back because of the situation at home and just kind of let go of those and realize that I'm where God wants me to be right now. And I cannot even express what a huge difference it's made in my life. And I realized that once I thought I had everything figured out and it was just a matter of now just being happy and putting all that great knowledge I had to work, that I really don't have it all figured out and I have an awful lot to learn. And I can't thank you enough. You really helped me put this all in perspective, and things are much better. I'm in a much, much better place with them, and they're happier too.
Wow. I am so awestruck at how God's grace has worked in your life.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
I feel a sermon coming on.
The Reverend Know-It-All.
Come on, brain.
Father Richard Simon.
God does his best work, not in what he gives, but in what he takes away. Darn, I don't like that part of the gospel, but hey, it's there.
Father Simon Says.
I'm a man who does entirely too much sezzing, but if you like to listen, I like to talk.
Have a question about the faith? Give Father a call. Father Simon Says.
Untainted by professionalism.
1 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio.
thank you for the time you take on this show to talk about matters like transgender in a world that's so crazy about this. It's so great to scan the dial on the radio and pick up a voice that's clear,
thank you,
truthful, and explains how we as Christians, non-Christians, who just don't agree with this philosophy out there in this world, how to deal with it. So thank you for that.
The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.